The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
6:34, Bruce Hooley Show. Glad to have you along. Joe Biden's on his way home. He didn't have a good trip. He was exposed as a halting, unhinged, grouchy old dude. Today, he snapped at a CNN reporter. It's really bad when you snap at someone who is charged with licking your boots every single day. Here's how that sounded.
I said what will change their behavior is that the rest of the world reacts to them and it diminishes their standing in the world. I'm not confident of anything. I'm just stating a fact.
But given his past behavior has not changed, and in that press conference, after sitting down with you for several hours, he denied any involvement in cyber attacks. He downplayed human rights abuses. He even refused to say Alexei Navalny's name. So how does that account to a constructive meeting as President Putin?
You don't understand that. You're in the wrong business.
It's a summit with China.
If you don't understand that, you're in the wrong business. What the heck kind of question is that? Oh, Joe. That's what he gets for taking extemporaneous questions from the press, which I'm sure they've told him time after time after time after time. Joe, only talk to the people we tell you to talk to. You know how I know that? Because he said that.
I'll take your questions, and as usual, folks, they gave me a list of the people I'm going to call on. So, Jonathan, Associated Press.
Imagine their frustration when every day they tell him, now, only call on the people that are on your list, but don't keep saying that you're only going to talk to people on the list. Oh, what a disaster. He had in his hand last night flashcards with talking points and exact things to say about Trump's Department of Justice. And at the top, it said president. In case, I guess, he forgot who he was. Here is another CNN reporter talking about Joe Biden and his degree of insulation around him.
We have seen President Biden do that frequently. What we've not seen him do is answer questions like that without his aides screaming at him to stop. I have never seen a president covering the last four of them who is so protected by his aides in terms of often not wanting him to answer some questions.
So now CNN's looking for two new White House reporters. The woman who screamed at Biden and that guy, Zulaney. Four presidents he's covered.
We have seen President Biden do that frequently. What we've not seen him do is answer questions like that without his aides screaming at him to stop. I have never seen a president covering the last four of them who is so protected by his aides in terms of often not wanting him to answer some questions.
So that would encompass George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, and Joe Biden. Again, it's very disturbing how not with it he is. It's more disturbing that he is the actual president and you have no idea who's really in charge. This was a very bad decision to go over there, to have basically a meeting about meeting. He had no agenda to get together with Putin. If he wasn't going to slap Putin down, talk tough to him about hacking, cybersecurity, things like that, if he didn't have anything he really wanted to accomplish, but it was just kind of a meet and greet type thing, it's a bad, bad, bad idea. A point made by Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton today.
I think it was ill-advised
for the president to make one of his first major bilateral summits overseas with Vladimir Putin, especially after this string of weak actions towards Russia. The president should have spent more time this weekend focused on China and the threat that China poses, and bring our European allies along with us to see that threat, as opposed to talking so much about things like climate change. Russia remains a threat, but China is the threat that the United States and really the free world faces in the decades ahead.
And the only thing this accomplished was it gave Vladimir Putin a chance to make a connection between January the 6th and Ashley Babbitt's death, and we still don't know who shot her. How has that not been disclosed? And any attempts to talk about Putin and Alexei Navalny and him taking out his agenda on his enemies. Because he just said, well, look at what happened in your U.S. Capitol. Yeah, right. Look at what happened. Because the Democrats keep making a huge deal about it. And by the way, Putin also said, he would not allow an organization like BLM to exist in Russia. Boy, I wish our president had said that. Instead, our president falsely claimed today at the press conference where he was only talking to people who he was supposed to talk to on his list that Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick was killed by, quote, criminal rioters in the January 6th uprising at the Capitol. He was killed by criminal rioters. If only he had like an official medical examiner's report from the District of Columbia that said that. Instead, what he has is the official autopsy report from the medical examiner in the District of Columbia that says that Officer Brian Sicknick died of natural causes after suffering two strokes the day after the Capitol uprising. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're saying, wait a minute, wasn't he hit with a fire extinguisher? No. Wasn't he sprayed with bear spray? No. Those were widely reported by the mainstream media / Biden administration. The medical examiner's report found Sicknick's strokes were not related to any injuries he might have sustained during the riots. Any injuries he might have sustained, not related. Washington, D.C. Chief Medical Examiner Francisco Diaz found no evidence that Sicknick suffered any adverse reactions to chemical irritants that he was sprayed with by some of the rioters. His manner of death was ruled natural, which is used when a disease alone causes death. The examiner's office clarified that the manner of death is not considered natural if it is hastened, sped up, by an injury. So nothing that happened to Brian Sicknick on January the 6th, according to the official medical examiner's report, caused him to die on January the 7th. And yet that story continues to be reported and continues to be taken as gospel. By liars. Because, of course, Orange Man bad. Now, another thing that the left thinks is bad, Columbus City Schools thinks this is bad, charter schools. Giving opportunities to kids in the inner city to attend a school where they get discipline. They get real academic instruction, not critical race theory and other gender-related nonsense. Today is the 30th anniversary of the signing of a federal law that made charter schools possible throughout the country. The signer of that law was on a Zoom call today, extolling the virtues of charter schools. You might be surprised to know that the signer of that law was none other than William Jefferson Clinton.
I'll always be proud to have signed the federal charter program into law in 1994 to bring charters into more communities and to reach more students, especially in low-income areas. And I'm deeply inspired by all the children who were educated in schools that opened when I was president to overcome obstacles. They've gone on to achieve amazing things. So on this milestone, it's important to look back and be grateful.
He did not, I would assume, check with Randy Weingarten of the American Federation of Teachers on that comment before he made it, because she and the leadership of the National Education Association, along with the leadership of Columbus City Schools and a bunch of other big city school districts around the state of Ohio, are also against charter schools. Why? Because typically teachers in charter schools, in private schools, are not union teachers. So the teachers' union are against the schools. Wait a minute, I thought the teachers were supposed to be for the kids. Well, it's an embraceable concept. It's just not reality. So Bill Clinton signed the charter school measure, and Bill Clinton, even though he knows the Democratic Party is beholden to the NEA and the AFT, He came on the Zoom call today and extolled the virtues of charter schools, which anybody who sends... Why are there 50,000 kids in the city of New York on a waiting list to go to charter schools? Why? Because their parents or guardians want them to have better educations. Now, if the New York City public school system, Columbus City school system, Cleveland city school system, was doing what it was supposed to be doing, would there be long waiting lists in every city to get into charter schools? No, there would not. Because it takes a sacrifice to get your kid into a charter school. You got to be involved as a parent. You got to make arrangements for them to get there. Got to wear a uniform, most likely. You got to actually study. You got to actually do the work. You got to actually want to be educated. Imagine that. Actually applying yourself, being held accountable for your decisions and the consequences of such. Well, it was probably in vogue 30 years ago when Clinton was president. Not so much anymore. Remember, when you are looking for a beautiful lawn, you are looking for products from Kirst Brothers Landscape. And, well, it's Kirst Brothers mulch. That's what I use. That's what you should use if you want a beautiful landscape. If you want 30% off, use the promo code Bruce30. If you want 10% off, use the promo code Bruce10. Why would you get 10 if you could get 30? Well, to get the 10, you get your merchandise in bags. To get the 30, you take it in bulk, which means you have a trailer or a truck to put it in, or you have Kurtz deliver it to your door. Kurtz Brothers Mulch and Soils, located on 4 different locations in Central Ohio, strategically located, so easy for you to get to no matter where you are. Dublin, Westerville, Alexandria, and just off I-71 South. For those of on Frank Road, for those of you on the south side of the city. Bulk purchases, mulch, soil, leaf compost, sand, gravel. Maybe you're putting in a patio. That's something you'll need. The sand, the gravel, whatever the landscape project, Kurtz Brothers can take care of it. Kurtz Brothers Mulch and Soils. KBColumbus.com is the website to order. KBColumbus.com. Again, use the promo code Bruce30 and Bruce10 to save 30% off and 10% off at Kurtz Brothers Mulch and Soils. .651, wrapping up a Wednesday edition, hump day edition of the Bruce Hooley Show. No camel here to celebrate with. Larry Elder at the top of the hour. Rick in Columbus would like to share a thought. Hi, Rick. Welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
I just want to know what you think about this. If the transgender is playing their other gender sports, and that's the only thing that needs to be qualified, maybe Colin Kaepernick should change his name to Colleen.
There you go.
And the NFL would have to give him a job.
There you go. That might work. Colleen Kaepernick. I mean, he's already leads, you know, he's all pro intersectional politics right now. Very funny. I like it. But it is not funny what's going on in Vermont. And you say, well, Vermont's a long way away. Folks, if they get this in Vermont, it creeps closer and closer and closer. A Vermont school district yesterday voted to adopt an equity policy that will begin anti-racist and LGBTQ education in pre-kindergarten. How about that? Yes, their board voted 8-1 for the policy, which says the United States, this is what they're going to be teaching, the pre-K kids, the five-year-olds. The United States, quote, would not have evolved as it has without the genocide of indigenous people. Nor would it have its economic infrastructure without the enslavement of native African people and their descendants. Mommy, what is slavery? Why do we do that? Oh, my goodness. The board said anti-racist education and LGBTQIA+. I mean, like, how many more letters can they add to that acronym? Affirming education. Anti-racist education and LGBT blah, 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 affirming education will be given to educators and their students beginning in pre-kindergarten, the policy said. The policy notes the impact of systemic inequity and oppression, both terms that are defined in the district's equity policy glossary. Systemic inequities are defined as, quote, outcomes that occur when the fabric of organizations, institutions, governments, or social networks contain an embedded bias, which provides advantages for some members and marginalizes or produces disadvantages for other members. Pre-K. That's pre-K, folks. Again, I say, though, this is the minority opinion, and the way it becomes the majority opinion, the way it gets into schools is because, A, good people are not running for school boards, and B, the loudest voices are the leftist voices. What facts can I give you to support my belief that this is not a mainstream opinion? Well, did you notice the latest cable news ratings? CNN ratings are down 72% since January the 10th. On January the 10th, they could talk Trump, 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 mean orange man, bad orange man, fat orange man. Now they cannot. And Brian Stelter, Mr. Potato Head, the latest episode of his show, failed to attract 1 million viewers for the 11th week in a row. He got 2.7 million viewers following the January 6th Capitol riot. Oh, yes, that was, he was, I thought something there, but I'm glad I didn't say it. I would have been called into a meeting had I said it. Oh, now this is very disturbing. I've told you these kinds of stories before. When I saw the headline, I thought, yeah, I've told you about this pastor before. No, I haven't. This one's a new one. Remember the story of the Canadian pastor, Arthur something, who was Polish and who was yelling at the cops, get out, Nazis, get out. And then they chased him down on an interstate highway and made him get on his knees and they handcuffed his ankles to his wrists and carried him to a van. That's who I thought they were talking about when I see this headline, Alberta pastor jailed again after police helicopter. Yeah, police helicopter finds secret church gathering. Officer quotes Jesus to justify arrest. But it's not our friend Arthur, the Nazi alleging screaming Polish pastor. It's a Baptist pastor in Calgary, Alberta, Tim Stevens, Fairview Baptist Church. They sent a helicopter to find where he was meeting secretly with his congregation, because Alberta, via its Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, still is locked down and will not allow churches to meet. They hauled him away in front of his children, who were crying, in a police car with bars separating the back seat from the front seat, where he awaits his June 28th trial. Here's a quote from Giancarlo Cara. He is one of the police administrators. It's very satisfying to arrest the leaders of these congregations. There will be other people who step up, I understand. All we can do is do the right thing and do right by our neighbors to make them obey the restrictions. Coming attractions. You think I'm exaggerating? You think I'm a shrill, you know, disaster person? I'm telling you, this is going to be attempted here. There's no doubt in my mind this is going to be attempted here. No doubt in my mind the Biden administration would love to do this tomorrow if they thought they could get away with it. And the sad fact of the matter is, the church often needs this kind of persecution in order to separate the wheat from the chaff and embolden those to make a decision. Am I just going to be a cruise control Christian? Or is this really worth standing up for, sacrificing my freedom for, and maybe even dying for? It was for your Savior. Hopefully it is for you.